Over 4 years have passed since Catherine and I shared the incredible experiences I have told you about. We have both been profoundly changed. Catherine remains cured, without any recurrence of her original difficulties. She is now free to fully enjoy her life, no longer crippled by her disabling symptoms. She has found a sense of happiness and contentment that she never thought was possible. She no longer fears illness or death. Life has a meaning and purpose for her now that she is balanced and in harmony with herself. She radiates an inner peace that many wish for, but few attain. She feels more spiritual. To Catherine, what has happened is all very real. She does not doubt the veracity of any of it, and she accepts it all as an integral part of who she is. She has no interest in pursuing the study of psychic phenomena, feeling that she knows in a way that cannot be learned from books or lectures. People who are dying, or who have a family member dying, often seek her out. They seem drawn to her. She sits and talks to them, and they feel better. My life has changed almost as drastically as Catherine's. I have become more intuitive, more aware of the hidden, secret parts of my patients, colleagues, and friends. I seem to know a great deal about them, even before I should. My values and life goals have shifted to a more humanistic, less accumulative focus. I still write scientific papers, lecture at professional meetings, and run the Department of Psychiatry. But now I straddle two worlds: the phenomenal world of the five senses, represented by our bodies and physical needs, and the greater world of the non-physical planes, represented by our souls and spirits. I know that the worlds are connected, that all is energy, yet they often seem so far apart. My job is to connect the worlds, to document carefully and scientifically their unity. During my entire experience with Catherine, I had been reluctant to discuss her revelations with other professionals. Actually, except for my wife Carol and a few others who were safe, I had not shared this remarkable information with others at all. I knew the knowledge from our sessions was both true and extremely important, yet anxiety about the reactions of my professional and scientific colleagues caused me to keep silent. I was still concerned with my reputation, career, and what others thought of me. But I am no longer concerned with the effect that telling Catherine's story may have on my career. The information that I have shared here is far more important and, if heeded, will be far more beneficial to the world than anything I can do on an individual basis in my office. I hope that you will be helped by what you have heard here. I hope that your own fear of death has been diminished, and that the messages offered to you about the true meaning of life will free you to go about living your life to the fullest, seeking harmony and inner peace, and reaching out in love to your fellow humans.